With us from Cetera is Pavlos Panagopoulos. And Pavlos, last week the market showed signs of recovery, only to be brought down to earth there the last couple of trading days, last week, Thursday and Friday. Is this just another bear market rally meant to entice investors to jump back in and then pulling the rug out from underneath them?
Yeah, once again, right? But that's only, of course, if you're investing in index funds. Again, those investments take into consideration the market's good and bad. The bad will get usually worse, and of course, the good rises to the top, Bob.
Well, you always say this is not a stock market, but a market of stocks. And, you know, you explain the good. You must mean energy and materials that go into green energy, as the Inflation Reduction Bill has been signed into law by the president.
Yeah, you know what I call it? Not inflation reduction. I call it Build Back Better Light. For those folks who oppose the bill, of course, we all know it's just going to accelerate inflation. But I can tell you it could have been much worse.
How so?
Well, originally, you know, it was Build Back Better a lot. $3.3 trillion with green stimulus mandates on energy, an attack on the oil industry, record stimulus, which would have had killed the economy with hyperinflation. So, Bob, I guess I see this morning the glass is half full. You know, a lot of people see it as half empty.
Well, that's very unusual for you. Why are you so optimistic?
Well, the folks in Washington, Jay Powell included, you'll be talking a little bit later this week, have painted themselves into a corner. This includes our elected officials, the ones in control of government, the bureaucrats who will implement the ill-conceived, self-serving policies that we, the taxpayers, Bob, will have to abide by and pay for.
Well, now that doesn't sound good, nor does raising interest rates next month. Doesn't look like relief is coming soon.
Well, desperate times deal for, you know, basically desperate measures. Again, you know, the politicians will invoke that I'm the next Paul Volcker or even Abraham Lincoln, but saving their legacy is mostly what they're concerned about.
How does someone invest during desperate times?
When politicians and bureaucrats are desperate, their actions are very predictable. They'll listen to rhetoric about building back better or inflation reduction or a soft landing for the economy. Use their actions as a way to profit during these turbulent times.
So how do you profit from the chaos?
See, precious metals is a hedge. Again, they're the investments that zig when everything else zags. It helps you stay an even keel when you're traversing these stormy waters. Again, go to our resource tab at our website, My Financial Sense, and you see an article keeping an even keel.
Well, what else can our listeners see as opportunities? We hope you're not recommending meme stocks.
No, and neither cryptocurrency. Stay away from those dead cat bounces. But excuse the pun, Bob. We love our furry friends. But again, the big speculative investments are not right for right now. The first Tuesday of November is right around the corner, and it's never wise to be sticking your neck out. Again, stick to investments that you understand and experience captain at the helm of your ship guiding you through these precious times. Again, you want to make sure that you traverse these treacherous times.
Okay. Speaking of experienced captains or investment managers, you're having a global infrastructure Zoom meeting on August 31st. That's a week from tomorrow. At 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the global infrastructure sector is an example of a positive story this year, right? How can our listeners sign up?
Yeah, you know, pipeline, natural gas, everything to do with energy. You know, even a little story. Germany is now telling their citizens that, you know, you should take a cold shower. You know, Bob, that's okay, you know, in August, but I don't know if I want to be taking a cold shower in December. Again, you can reach us here this morning, 505-828-4068, or go to our website, My Financial Sense, to see how energy fits in a diversified portfolio, and Washington's misguided, illogical energy mandates don't really make sense. And, Bob, don't forget, National Dog Day is this Friday.
Yep.
We encourage our clients to bring their furry pets for a treat. Just sign up at MyFinancialSense.com. And lastly, I want to mention, securities investment advisory services are offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, and Cetera Advisor Networks is a member of the Securities Investor Protection Corporation. Bob, enjoy your dogs this week.
Okay, thank you very much, Pavlos. We'll talk to you next week coming up. Let's get an update on traffic and weather together every 10 minutes here on 96.3 News Radio. KKOB, Candy Cruz.
The Talkville podcast gives you a weekly dose of nostalgia as Tom Welling and Michael Rosenbaum revisit Smallville.
The early episodes have so many stories, they were shooting them out of order, and people were getting fired left and right. Five directors worked on Metamorphosis episode 2. They kept shooting and reshooting sequences to get it right. Tom's haircuts are all over the place.
I didn't remember any of that. Sounds like we were quite the conundrum there.
Join Clark Kent and Lex Luthor on the Talkville podcast every week wherever you get your podcasts.